This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I can't wait long enough for the beat to drop in this one. Thank you, Dido.
You can tell
singing the chorus.
You can tell Dylan doesn't really know his own song.
This is a good tune though, man. This changed a lot of things. I'm glad that there's a word based off of this song because the song was just different, man. It really was.
I think the word might have been out there before, but this definitely pushed the narrative of what a stand was.
Okay.
I think I could be wrong. You have to ask Eminem. I didn't write it.
I thought that's what y'all were telling me last segment. Like that's that word stand came from this song.
It did. But the people that use it mostly don't know where it came from.
Yeah. Well, that's
funny about it.
Shocker about that one, right?
I have a feeling.
Nobody knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Thank you, Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that I would probably start tuning this down because I don't know where it is. There's some language in the song.
Yeah.
I would dare to say, though, that he's the one that put it on the map, and it was probably something known in, like, circles of artists.
You think he just named him Stan to be ironic?
No, I think that word was out there between, like, artists and stuff. That's a Stan, and then he just wrote a song about it. I don't know.
Huh.
Eminem's extremely creative. I mean, he took Papa Doc down, so I give him
kind of like
all
Steph
the credit in the world.
Talking to us about ducks and pigeons in the NBA the other day. We're like, what is that? He's like, it's been a word that's been around for a long time. You know, in NBA circles.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so in a little bit, we are going to get to some Falcons stuff, man. All the coordinators talked yesterday. I thought that some of the comments coming from both Zach Robinson and Jeff Ulbrich were nothing short of eye-opening. So I want to make sure we get into that just a little bit, and we'll talk schematics of Jeff Ulbrich, man. I think that he really opened up my pathway of thinking and how the draft actually unfolded for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to NBA in just a second. I do want to finish up this tush-push talk, though. And obviously it gets banned yesterday. 22-10 was the vote in favor of banning it. I say, obviously it did not get banned yesterday. I'm sorry, I should go back on that.
Right.
22-10 was the vote in favor of banning it, but that's not enough. You need 24 in the NFL. So this conversation, like the Jason Kelce's, like, it's really not you're not at any risk of injury. Yeah, dude, like, here's the problem. So if you go and make the rule okay for defensive pushers, you are at risk of injury. Well, no, you're not, Mike, because I promise you are, okay, because it happened to me. Now, I was on a field goal unit. I was on the field goal unit at Detroit. I think we were week 7 or 8. It's the 2011 season. They had a massive, and I mean massive, defensive line. Sam Baker was out that day. Will Svitek had to play left tackle, so I had to play Sam Baker's role in the field goal unit. I played right tackle on the field goal unit. And yeah, it was not good. I had a pusher on each shoulder. They had a single pusher behind them that was a linebacker. I remember the personnel that was involved in this.
How big do we think they are?
I got
quick fingers, so let's go.
Okay, you tell me. All right, so Ndamukong Suh on my right shoulder, which
that one's easy.
Absolutely terrifying.
He's about 315, maybe 320, depending on what part of the year it was.
Okay, yeah. If it was after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
okay, so go to my left shoulder, the B-gap defender. That's the kid out of Stillman. Stillman's an HBCU out of Tuscaloosa. His last name's Hill.
I know who it is. It's Sammy Lee Hill.
Sammy Lee Hill, yes. He's a defensive tackle out of Stillman College in Tuscaloosa.
Okay, hold on. We got
a little bit of a local legend over in Tuscaloosa because you got the University of Alabama and this guy, Stillman, down the street's going getting drafted to the Lions. You're like, who's that guy? Jeez.
Wow.
So he's listed at 328, which means he's probably more like 340 because the bigger they are, the more they lie on the negative.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I don't think we have to pump up their numbers too much because they're both north of 315.
But we're going to put them at 328 for this exercise.
Okay, and that alone would be enough. But that's legal. You can do that. You can double team an offensive lineman the same way. It's what the offensive lineman do to the defensive lineman all the time. And then you put the pusher behind. And the pusher was a guy named Tulloch. I want to say he's number 55. He was big linebacker.
It's Stephen Tulloch.
Stephen Tulloch, big linebacker for the Lions. He has his left hand on Ndamukong Suh's butt, his tush, and his right hand on Sammy Hill's tush.
Yeah.
And he's pushing. And that just happened to be one helmet or face mask on each of my shoulders. And my foot popped as this was happening. My foot actually pops right in the middle of my foot. I didn't know what happened at the time. I'd never even heard of a Lewis Frank injury. That's what I ended up having. But my foot popped and it went numb and I kind of limped to the sideline and I went to the trainer. I was like, hey, something's wrong. It was my anchor foot on field goal. So yeah, this whole thing where people keep coming out and being like, no, man, really, it's a little overblown. There's an injury risk. Okay, fine. If you think that there's overblown, but the way you defend it eventually is going to be defensive pushers. And when that starts happening and we get into a rugby scrum, I promise you. And mark my words, dude. Mark, both of y'all can mark me down for this right now. Somebody will be injured. It's just the law. It's a law in nature. Somebody will be injured from the tush push this year.
So
mark my word. And when they do, they're going to flop like LeBron. They're going to be like, oh! And they're going to roll around, and you're going to be like, wait, there it is.
Well, that
told ya.
But that's it. That's how to get rid of it. So just so you know, Suh weighed in that year at 313.
Yeah.
Hill weighed in at 331.
Probably squatted 900, too, which is neither here nor there.
Hill weighed in at 331.
Yeah.
That year. And because I've got the Pro Football Reference from that year up. And Stephen Tulloch weighed in at 245. So ever seen That's My Boy, the movie?
No.
Kill me.
You have odd movie references.
You gotta stop because you already know. So you gotta stop doing that.
Anyways, I can't do my beep boop beep, but that's about 888 pounds.
Yeah.
That's 888 pounds on your
888 pounds.
That's somewhere around there. Maybe 887.
On my left foot.
On your left foot.
Yeah, on my anchor foot. It's frustrating, man, because I know, I promise you, dude, I've been there. And I had to shout out to Dr. Labib and everybody else that handled everything going on after that, the pins and everything else that had to be put in your foot. It's not fun. I promise. So, look, granted, if you want to say, look, it is what it is, that's what, football is built on pushing, okay, cool. But don't tell me there's not a risk of injury for people pushing you into another human being. It's just not true. I promise you. I lived it. And it frustrates me that Jason could. And here's what's crazy, and I'll stop the conversation here. Justin Blaylock was our PA rep. Now, I'm not saying that I'm the reason this rule was put in place. I don't think that at all. I think it was already in motion. But Justin Blaylock was our PA rep that year. And I remember distinctly after these PA meetings, him coming back in and being like, hey, we banned pushers on field goal. And it happened that offseason. And he was like, just so you know, that's not legal anymore. And I was like, well, thank God, because that was not good, dude. I don't want to have to do that again. So
That would help. Yeah. My problem with the Jason Kelce part of this is he didn't like it when he played. He had said in an interview, he's like, blank me about having this stupid play. He goes in there and says, and he doubles down with Jeffrey Lurie as they call it the safest play in the history of football, which is a garbage-ass comment in different levels. And then when asked to talk about what he talked about by the media, who Jason Kelce is now a member of.
Yes.
He straight up says, I'm not here to talk to the media.
Yeah.
I have a – that's the first time a Kelce has ever declined to turn talking to a microphone ever. These guys love attention. All they want to do is talk and be a part of things, talking and have their faces on commercials, yet suddenly he couldn't talk. I have a big problem with it. It's very hypocritical for him to go do that yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah. All right. Probably enough of me getting on my soapbox. Let's move on. Let's go to front page.
Yeah. As far as the NBA playoffs, the Eastern Conference did not disappoint last night. Great game between the Pacers and Knicks. It went into overtime thanks to Tyrese Halliburton.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win. And oh! He got it!
Yeah, that shot sent them to overtime. But right at that moment, Tyrese did make this signature Reggie Miller choke sign. It was a little bit premature, but it did not come back to haunt him. Pacers did end up taking down the Knicks on their home turf, Madison Square Garden. Tyrese brought in 31 points. Aaron Nesmith had 30. Final score was 138-135. Series stands at 1-0. And after that game, Halliburton did address making that choke sign after the shot.
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. Everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's gotta feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then people might say I'm like aura farming. So I don't plan on using it again.
I don't think he wasted it. It didn't come back to haunt him.
It was questionable. I love the ode to the history. He has a relationship with Reggie Miller. I guess my thing was the guy that should have done it was Nesmith, because Nesmith hit like 4 or 5 threes in that fourth quarter. At one point in time, At one point in time, Jalen Brunson goes out with his fifth foul. The Knicks didn't go on a 14-0 run, and Nesmith brings them back. It was a great game. It's kind of what this history, the rivalry between that, and there has been a rivalry, especially in the 90s, of these two teams. I'm just glad the Knicks lost, but I just didn't think it was as near as Reggie's was so much better when he did it, because Reggie did all of it. Then he does the choke, and he did it at Spike Lee. That was in 94. But the way he did it, Halliburton's was a little bit too much acting, but I love the fact that he's embracing the history of not only his franchise, but this rivalry.
Yeah, the OG was definitely better. But shout out to Tyrese Halliburton for pulling it out of the bag. But like I said in the headline, the Knicks are in trouble because last night the Pacers showed that they have way much more capable depth than the Knicks. Like, the Knicks have some guys off the bench, but the Pacers' depth, when you talk about Obi Toppin coming off the bench, when you talk about TJ McConnell, I mean, they have so much more capable depth that can make impact plays and that are actually impact players than the Knicks do. And we already know Tom Thibodeau has a short rotation, plus with the Pacers wanting to play with pace, no pun intended, Knicks are in serious trouble.
Well, it's a good point with the Thibodeau, because Thibodeau's known for running players into the ground because of that.
And that's why they broke down last year.
But remember one thing. This is exactly what happened, if I'm not mistaken, in games 1 and 2 of the semis of the Eastern Conference between the Knicks and the Celtics. And
that's a good point.
It's a taste of your own medicine a little bit. So it didn't disappoint game 1.
Well, game 2 is tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Madison Square Garden tonight. Timberwolves and Thunder face off in game 2 in the Western Conference in OKC.
Man, love to see it. And speaking of which, I was talking about these kids coming up with new words for everything. Aura farming. I think that we just called it clout chasing just like 10 years ago, right?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not aura. Like, aura farming, what is that?
Aura farming or clip farming is a good one, too.
Is that got something to do with that farming game on Facebook?
10 years ago.
No, clout absolutely not.
We're just using those cellular devices to come up with new stuff. It's all good, though. We don't hate you for it. Hey, we come back and decide to break. All the coordinators talked yesterday in Flowery Branch. I'll tell you about one coordinator saying something that I thought was eye-opening, to say the least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.